Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, June 11, 2008. Israeli attacks on Gaza leave 4 Palestinians dead, and the Israeli military kidnaps 28 Palestinian civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. By midday on Wednesday, Israeli attacks on Gaza had left 4 Palestinians dead. Later on Wednesday afternoon, the Israeli government decided to halt their attacks on the Strip, allowing further time for Egyptian efforts in the mediation of a ceasefire with Hamas. Mark Regev, spokesperson of the Office of the Israeli Prime Minister, told reporters that Israeli government will not order any military attacks targeting Gaza for the time being. The Israeli army will, however, continue to prepare for a full-scale offensive against Gaza in case truce talks fail. The Egyptian efforts to mediate a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas movement started last April. Earlier on Wednesday morning, Israeli tanks shelled Palestinian homes, killing one child, a resistance fighter, and injured two other civilians east of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Witnesses reported that tanks invaded the area and opened fire at residents' homes. Hadil Assimri, 9 years old, was located in her home in Karara village, just east of Khan Yunis, when shells ripped through the wall of her home, killing her instantly. As soon as the tanks attacked, local resistance fighters clashed with the invading forces. One fighter was killed, named by the Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of the Hamas movement, as Ibrahim Saad. 55-year-old Muhammad Asaliya was also killed, while his 10-year-old granddaughter was injured alongside with two other civilians during an Israeli airstrike which targeted Jabalia refugee camp located in the northern Gaza Strip on Wednesday at midday. Witnesses stated that an Israeli helicopter shot missiles at a group of civilians gathered near a local mosque, killing Asaliya. A fourth man was killed in Al-Karara on Wednesday afternoon as Israeli shelling continued. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army kidnapped 28 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions across the West Bank. Palestinian sources said that abductions were reported in the West Bank cities of Jenin, Nablus, Tul Karim, Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Hebron. Thank you for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.